How important is thinking creatively for students? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Erica Kozel, director of the Life Sciences First Year Program and associate teaching professor of biological sciences at North Carolina State University, discusses this.
Many institutions of higher education highlight critical thinking skills as part of their mission statements. Equally important is growing a student's creative thinking skills to grow their ability to solve problems, produce original ideas, and see issues from multiple perspectives. Creative thinking has been defined as the capacity to generate many different kinds of ideas, manipulate ideas in unusual ways, and make unconventional connections in order to outline novel possibilities that have the potential to elegantly meet a given purpose. Creative thinking is seeing a problem from different angles, combining things in new ways, and integrating concepts from various disciplines to express an idea or produce a product in an alternative way. Employers seek out creativity in their employees. From an analysis of millions of online job postings, creativity was identified as a critical human skill and is cited as the most in-demand soft skill for employees. In the classroom, we need to focus on discipline content and grow a student's creative thinking skills at the same time. We can rework how we approach a class period. We can use case studies and data sets, asking students to work on them to complement lecture. We can supplement discourse with creative thinking strategies like find 10 questions for a set of data or divergent thinking for designing possibilities quickly to address a set of observations. And there are so many other strategies as well. Because we know creative thinking is so valuable to students and their futures, we should all be incentivized to learn more about it too and incorporate such strategies in our classrooms.
That was Erica Kozel of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.